more of Tanya Leon, who was born on this day and continues to compose. This was Para Jorla de Latte. And of course, my producer will say I pronounced that wrong in Spanish, but I'll do it my way anyway. So here we go. Welcome back. We are about to have a continual conversation, as we do, about what's going on with worker struggles in our communities. We've been talking a lot with the Hopkins workers, who had thousands of people show up last week for their demonstration here last Saturday. From all over, but we're going back to talk about what is happening at BWI Thurgood Marshall International Airport. We're here with Tracy Lingo, who's an organizer for Unite Here, Local 7, here in Baltimore. Kevin Wheeler joins us once again, a former BWI worker who was laid off from the Creative Food Group. Good to see you again, Kevin.
Thank you.
Sorry about being laid off. Good
yeah.
to see you.
Yeah.
And Betty Schuller's with us, BWI worker who works for HMS Host. Good to have you with us as well.
Thank you, Mark.
And you're welcome to join us here at 410-319-8888. So let me just start very quickly with you, Tracy, before we go to Kevin and Betty. So what we've been hearing is that things are kind of progressing in a pretty rapid way at the airport in terms of workers organizing and a potential of a strike.
That's right. The Hudson News workers at the airport just voted on making a decision to go on strike yesterday and set the strike date for May 22nd, which is coming up very soon. And those Hudson workers, they're actually the only group of food and retail workers at the airport that have the union. And
really?
Unfortunately, they've been without a contract for the last 7 months and are, you know, fighting over getting decent raises, over having decent health insurance. The health insurance that they have is very poor, and the company is refusing to put more money in to make those health benefits that really allow people to take care of their families. And unlike a lot of workers in the food and retail industry, they actually have a pension, which the company is trying to take away, stop paying for. And so the workers have decided that they're not going to accept that and decided to go on strike on May 22nd.
And what will that mean? I mean, because that's only a few workers. Well, I don't mean to belittle it. I'm saying, but it's a few workers in one place. What's that going to mean for the rest of the workers at BWI?
I think I'll let
Betty has a
Betty
you.
And yeah, we were just talking about this actually. So,
well, to give you a little background on me, I have been working at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport since 1972.
Wow.
And unfortunately, due to the developer model, I lost my job in March of 2012 through no fault of my own, I and 97 other workers. For the last 10 years, I was fortunate enough to be union ourselves, too, which meant decent wages, affordable benefits, basically being able to be a part of my community. It took me almost a year and a half, and I finally got my foot back into the door with HMS Host, which was my former prior company, therefore back in 2004. The truth of the matter is we're looking at wages that are not decent enough. There's no affordable benefits. Quite literally, most of us are in fear of working at our jobs in the process, and we are basically picketing on the 22nd of May to basically let HMS Hosts know that we want a fair process in getting our union in, because the jobs have gotten deplorable in the last several years.
So,
Michael.
I think that...
Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I think it's really important that the workers have decided to strike, because that shows that they're not afraid of the company. Well, I mean, that's the one thing that the company is the most afraid of, is that the workers will stop working through saying that they have decided that their lives are more important than the company's profits. So it's really, really important, I think, for the Hudson workers to do it, because it's going to show everybody at the airport what happens when you're not afraid and you're willing to, stand up for yourself. I mean, I know that they probably feel very, very proud to know that they're going to take on the company in a real way. And I know the company is feeling kind of like, well, what's going to happen next? Like, how much is this going to affect our business? How much is what's this going to do to our profits? Mm-hmm. So it's real.
Yeah. I mean, I think this kind of highlights the fact that we're having two different actions with two different companies on the same day, sort of highlights the reason this campaign is such a interesting and complex campaign for our union. It's actually a national priority of our union because of the developer model at BWI, where when Betty was talking about being in the union before, there was one contractor, which happened to be HMS Host, who is her current employer now. But whereas now they have five outlets at the airport, they used to have the contract to run all of the food and retail. And workers had a union. And under Ehrlich, the state switched this developer model. Now there are 42 different employers at the airport. And so the workers are in the position of, we really have kind of 42 different fights at the airport. But I think workers recognize that if we want to move ahead, we're going to have to support each other in the different things that we're demanding of the different employers. So for the Hudson workers, that's a fair contract. For the HMS workers, that's getting a fair process to even be able to vote on the union in the first place. But I do think that workers throughout the airport really see that as part of the same struggle.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it seems to me that is a very difficult position to be put in terms of how you organize a place like that. I mean, it's a state structure that owns all of this, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
A state authority manages the airport.
Correct.
Federal authorities are involved, TSA and more. So it's complex in that way. So that, but then how do you begin to organize all those various companies? I mean, everything from Starbucks to different restaurants are in there, bookstores. I mean, clothing stores. I mean, how does that work? And everybody and every worker is. Am I right to say that some workers are not treated necessarily in a bad way in terms of wages, or am I wrong about
that?
We
could say most workers.
Most workers are.
It's like there are certain shops that where workers make a decent wage, but they just don't get a lot of hours, you know. Like when it starts to get slow, their hours get cut just like everybody else's. There's no promise of that they'll keep those wages either. You know, at any moment, the company could decide that, you know, this wasn't a profitable year, or they just decide that they want more money to go into other things. They want to build other stores, and they can decide to slash wages, and there's no protection for those workers. Mm-hmm. So it's in everybody's best interest to unify and work together. And I guess the problem of, like, how do you organize all those different shops?
Yeah.
Like that, I think that the way you do it is the way we've been doing it, is that we've been targeting the ones, the big guys, the ones that have the most workers. And that in and of itself, the airport is like a little city. Everybody kind of knows everything that's going on. So if you see, like, some of these big shops that have been organized, the people are going to, in turn, it's going to be a stronger structure for us to go to those smaller shops and talk to people, because they're already going to have exposure to the union. They're already going to see that over here that there's a union in place and people are being respected. So they're going to be more amiable to actually getting the union in their own shop.
So are you expecting how many of the workers from these different places that are not part of Hudson do you think are going to walk out that day, or at least for the day, to stand up?
Well, only the Hudson workers are going to be on strike, but we are having picket lines. There's a picket line for HMS and then a separate picket line for the Hudson workers, and we expect many of the BWI workers that work in different shops will be supporting the workers on those picket lines, and also people from the community.
So I'm curious, which situation is where you are? I mean, what's the hourly wage where you are?
Well, back when we were unionized, I was making, after 40 years, $9.35.
After 40 years, $9.
Yeah, $9.35 an hour as a tipped server. Like that, for it, of course, again, with as a tip server, you're not working a guaranteed pay rate like that. Now I'm making $3.63. And keep in mind, that's before tax. Okay. So, yes, like that. And again, part-time hours. There is no full-time hours out there. It's part-time hours. I'm actually in fear that when the phone rings, like that, they're going to call me and tell me not to come in because it's going to be slow, supposedly. But the airport is doing better each year, like that, with their
I've never been to the airport where the lines
passengers.
Are slow.
Right.
They're fast.
The lines are
always slow because it's always slammed.
Exactly, like that. So there's no guaranteed hours like that. There's no job security because, again, you know, like that. Look, my fellow coworker here has lost his job after 2 years. Like that, I lost my job after 40 years, like that, which was a shock, like that, in and of itself. Like that, 98 workers lost their job over that.
And they lost their job when the whole system changed?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
When you talk about what Robert Ehrlich did as governor to change
the... Brought in the developer model.
And that's, you know, the the state is not the employer of these workers. And so that's why this strike is happening to demand the wages from Hudson, and the picket line is happening to demand fair process from HMS Host. But there are things that the state could do to make a better situation, for make those jobs better jobs. And it's interesting to be on, after you were saying, after the Hopkins workers, you know, I feel like the medical industry and then the service industry are two of sort of the pillars of Baltimore's economy right now. And that's, you know, very often politicians talk about BWI being an engine of economic activity for our whole state. But what we're seeing is that that is not true. This developer model has really meant that workers get thrown out of a job, workers like Betty, you know, workers like Kevin, and have to start over again. And so what we've been saying to the state is, look, you don't employ these workers. You've decided to subcontract that work. But what you could do is have policies that would stop this sort of turnover of jobs. So other airports like Los Angeles, like LAX, have a policy of worker retention that means that when these shops change and workers are laid off, the new shops that come in have to hire from the pool of laid off workers before they hire outside the airport, which is would make a big difference in Kevin's situation. Do you want to talk a little bit about what happened at Sam Adams?
I mean, the situation at Sam Adams is that they decided that the restaurant was no longer of use to them. They didn't want to keep it running any longer, so they decided to pull out, and they gave us about 2 weeks notice, and everyone there, unless they were working a majority of shifts at another restaurant, lost their jobs. So there were people that are actually, the way it was set up with Creative Foods is that they actually sometimes had people from Sam Adams working in other restaurants, but in order for you to keep your job, you had to have worked predominantly most of your hours at the other restaurant, not at Sam Adams. And it could have been for a lot of reasons. I really believe it's because Sam Adams was the most organized restaurant in Creative Foods. And part of them is that they wanted to kind of tamp down the fire. So, like, a lot of people lost their jobs and, like, were given, like, notice in the middle of the month when rent's going to be due soon, when child support payments are going to be due soon. Like, it kind of threw everyone into a really serious lurch. And we went and went to MAA, Maryland Airport Authority, Aviation Authority, I'm sorry. And we talked to one of the higher ups there, and he was like, oh, our hands are tied, but we understand what's happening. And, you know, we went to Air Mall. And Air Mall wouldn't even talk to us.
Who's Air Mall?
Air Mall is the management company for the concessions.
So they lease the space to all those 42 different employers that actually employ the workers.
Yeah, it's like the state owns the airport, but the state doesn't manage everything. They get Air Mall to do it, and Air Mall takes a cut of the profits and pretty much, like, tells them when to open, when to close, what price to sell things at, make sure that, you know, they're positioning things the right way so that it's better sales, that sort of thing. So what Air Mall did, we went to Air Mall to, you know, say, like, look, we talked to you about this before. We talked to them about this back in February to say that there are rumors that this restaurant is going to close down. What assurances do we have that we're going to be able to keep our jobs? And Air Mall, they wouldn't even talk to us. They called the police on us and barricaded themselves in the office, wouldn't even speak to us. And then about a couple of days afterwards, we found out that they were going to have a job fair for us. Not the promise of having new jobs that we can easily do, because there's always turnover at the airport. There are always open positions, but, like, we have to interview in order to get new jobs. And no one who was interviewed there was called back.
Mm-mm.
So it was really just a situation where it's like they come in, get a place, make some money. If they feel like they want to stay, they stay. If they feel like they don't want to stay, they go, and then they just leave the workers in a lurch.
So I'm curious again, what strategically you all do. I mean, what is there something at the state level that people can lobby and push? Because this is, I mean, the state owns this,
right?
And this is supposed to be a strong union state, they say,
right?
Mm-hmm. And with a government that's allegedly progressive, so.
Yeah. I mean, so what we've been asking the state to do is to amend their lease with Air Mall to include worker protections, so primarily to include worker retention so that mm-hmm. workers who've been there 40 years like Betty, you know, we feel like that's fine. If the state wants to have new restaurants and updated restaurants, that's not a problem. As Betty talks about, there's been renovations at the airport since it opened. Mm-hmm. But the issue is, are we going to make sure that workers who are experienced and already have their badges and have worked there continue to be able to have careers at the airport, or are we going to allow them to be thrown away like what's happening with Kevin and the other workers at Sam Adams right now? And that's absolutely a policy decision that the state could make. You know, they aren't the employers at this point, so they can't, you know, settle the Hudson contract, and they can't
right.
force HMS to have a fair process with its workers, but they can ensure that workers don't get just thrown out of a job every time a store changes, which would go a long way to, you know, if workers have that kind of firm footing, then we feel like we can fight our own fight with the employers,
exactly.
but the state can create an environment where that's possible.
So what are your next steps? We have this thing in Henry Hutchins happening. I mean, what's the next steps in organizing and confronting this?
Well, May 22nd, we are basically picketing like that a good part of the day. I think we're from 11 to 2 and 5 to 7. Like that, when the workers are coming out, like that, when what we're basically telling our HMS host, my company, is that we want a fair process to organize and getting the union in. That is our right, and we want to do, because quite clearly that is not happening. Like that, for, again, we want decent wages. We want affordable benefits, full-time hours, and a voice in our workplace, because quite simply, we are at the mercy of our corporations here, and literally like that, for that we actually could come to work in fear, and we need to stop. We need to stop. This is our airport, and as a patron, as a neighbor, and as a taxpayer, like that, for I should be able to be assured that I could be able to meet all my responsibilities by starting with a decent job. And the only way I'm going to get that, and any of my coworkers are, is to get the union out there.
Is there any model in the country where airports are actually organized?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, in fact, HMS Host, which is Betty's company, there are 10,000 other workers in 27 airports mm-hmm. across the country that already have the union. And then we've got some really stellar examples, like the new renovation that happened at LAX, through exactly what we're talking about, a combination of the airport authority making rules that supported workers having good jobs like worker retention and labor peace, saying, look, to have labor unrest at the airport is bad for our airport and bad for the state's interest in the airport. I mean, that's resulted in a lot of those workers there having the union and having a fair process to get the union and also having job retention. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to thank all of you for being here. And we're going
thank
to follow what happens here
on
the 22nd.
Yeah.
And, we're standing here with you. It's great to meet you, Betty Schuler.
Thank you.
BWI worker who works at HMS Host. Kevin Wheeler, great to see you again.
Thanks.
Former BWI worker, still active with the union, is laid off from Creative Food Group. Mm-hmm. And Tracy Lingo, who is organizer with Unite here, Local 7 in Baltimore. Good to have you.
Thank you so much for
having
us on.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Good luck. We're going to take a brief break. Time to come back with Baynard Woods, senior editor of the City Paper. And this is what the other side sometimes does. It's the Coasters and Yakety Yak. We'll be right back.
Don't go fast. Just finish cleaning up your room.